Good morning. Welcome to our Bird Notes. This is Dwight Davis. Our recent national holiday was rife with red, white, and blue, with music, and with eagles. The bald eagle is our national bird, chosen against the wishes of founding father Benjamin Franklin, you may recall. The eagle is found on our coins, on our 4th of July decorations, and because of a concerted effort against eggshell thinning pesticides, once again in our skies. Majestic as they are, eagles of varying species have been chosen over the years by several countries as national birds. Other countries have chosen symbolic birds for reasons of uniqueness or appearance. Two of my favorites are Israel's hoopoe and the strikingly colored quetzal of Guatemala. But on this day, July 14th, we must consider Le Coq Gaulois, Chanticleer, the avian symbol of France. A statue of this bird is perched astride the gate of the official residence of the French president. We're talking here about the rooster. Yes, that same strutting, crowing resident of the barnyard. However, despite being perceived as a somewhat pedestrian bird, the rooster makes up for that with panache and with a pedigree. Its association with France dates back to the Middle Ages, stemming supposedly from the word gallus, meaning, on the one hand, chicken in Latin. The scientific name, by the way, for the chicken is Gallus gallus, and on the other hand, referring to an inhabitant of Gaul. During the Renaissance, the rooster's status became further refined as a symbol of France as a Catholic state. And the French Revolution finally established the Gallic rooster as the national emblem of France. So today, Bastille Day, in addition to saying Vive la France, it is appropriate to proclaim Vive le Coq Gaulois.